You're listening to Drake in the Morning with Wes and Sid on 98.1 The Max.
The forecast last week, I don't know how these guys that do this job, because last week at this time, the forecast was, well, the storm coming in, some rain Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then cooling off to the low mid-70s. Wrong. There was no rain all weekend. And this morning at 5 o'clock, it was, it's just real sticky and muggy and nasty, and highs about 90 for today. Thanks. They're right on it. So the week, what it holds, who knows? Just gird your loins for anything, because anything can happen anytime, anywhere. So drive safely, please, and take care of yourself, and enjoy your week, and happy effing Columbus Day. Go buy a mattress. That's why we still have it. Or perhaps a new washer-dryer combo. Go nuts.
I don't know.
That's the only reason we have this holiday.
I think the banks are all closed today because they're celebrating their record profits that they've been getting.
Yeah.
Just announced.
Oh, yeah. All the money's good. But, boy, when it comes tumbling down, and I hope it never do, but you got to start wondering, okay. Everybody has confidence in something. I'm not sure what it is. Unemployment's up. Story here about that the poverty levels in Memphis increased in 2016. So things are a bit, well, they're not good in that regard, but it's always something. But somebody on Wall Street and the banking, those boys have faith maybe that there's a war coming. And they love war, because war makes money. That's why we have them, to make more money. So maybe that's what's down the line for the holiday season. So I'd go on and buy that new mattress today. And as the story said here today, if you don't want to enjoy Columbus Day, use it as a day to go early shopping. I swear to goodness, that's what it says in the story. It's October 9th. Okay.
Yep.
In the sports world, which was designed to be a distraction from politics and the rest of this bull hockey. It's harder and harder to even care. That's just my opinion. The baseball, I saw some. The Cubs won the first game against the Nats on Friday night. The Cubs, they lost yesterday. So the National League Series, Cubs and Nationals, Diamondbacks and Dodgers, they've each won a game. They're tied at one apiece. In the American League, the Indians have a 2-1 lead with the Yankees, and the other one is Houston and whoever the hell it is. 2-1, both of those, the Yankees and Cleveland and Boston. The Sox beat them 10-3 yesterday. So the Astros hold that lead 2-1. Today, all four of these series will continue. They'll be on television. You can check your local listings. I gazed here for a second. This begins about noon, I believe. Let me see here. Yeah. AL Series game 4 today is at Fenway. Astros, Boston. Then the Cubbies and Nationals play today at 3 o'clock on TBS. Yankees and Indians tonight at on Fox Sports 1, 6 p.m. And then the Dodgers and the D-backs on the West Coast, TBS at 9 p.m. So there are four games there. There is Monday Night Football tonight as well, Minnesota at Chicago. So that may be a good game, or it may be a joke. Who knows anymore? There were some college games. Tennessee won. Good for them. LSU won. Alabama won, but that wasn't as easy as they had thought. Ole Miss got beaten by Auburn. I tried to watch this, but I just really haven't really had the will to pay attention much. Bama is number one. Number two is Clemson. There were some upsets, and so these guys have played, what, 6 weeks, correct? I believe so. This is so off-putting to me. This is why I lose interest. ESPN had a thing on their website yesterday. I wanted to check out some scores, so I go to ESPN.com. And the season is halfway complete, and they have their college bowl game predictions already up. Why? You don't have any idea what's going to happen. There are six games left to play, or perhaps in some cases seven, but they're already wasting our time and theirs on college bowl game predictions. Let them play the season. This is why ESPN's gone into the toilet, because all they do is predict, then analyze, and then argue. That's all they have going on. And so it just becomes a waste of time. The NFL was yesterday. Some really, really ugly, bad injuries to some great players. Odell Beckham Jr. of the Giants, he's a great wide receiver. He was hurt, had a bad hamstring. He came back in for 2 weeks. Yesterday, he broke his ankle on one of those things that make you just cringe to see it. So he is out for the season. The Giants are now 0-5. They lost him yesterday and three more wide receivers. I don't know how they plan to even, you know, put a team on the field. But the Giants are horrible. And I would still kind of bet that Eli Manning is considering this is maybe the end of his career. Why bother? The Texans got some bad news, too, with their loss to the Chiefs last night. Mr. Watt, J.J. Watt, broke his left leg. He's done. He was hurt, I believe, last year and this year. But Watt is a great player and a good guy who worked really hard to raise money for Houston after the hurricane, and he got a real bad lick on his left leg. He's done, likely for the season. So those two guys are out for the year. I don't know why the other NFL owners, as this nonsense continues every week about kneeling, to kneel or not to kneel. That is the question. The origin of this, we're tired of talking about it. It was about racism. Now it has gone beyond that. It is a protest against the president, his policies. He's being called sons of bitches and all these other things that have driven these teams to give, well, everybody the middle finger, which is a distraction. It's unnecessary. And in my opinion, they should either do it someplace else or have your owner, like Jerry Jones did, say, if you kneel, you're not going to play. It's that simple. Last week, the Cowboys made a statement before the anthem. They all came out. They all knelt arm in arm and did that whole little thing. So that, you figure, is over. Then they stood up, rolled the flag out, and then they carried on. But this week, in lieu of other owners just saying, look, guys, enough of this. You guys just play football. Stop being politicians. No, these guys wanted to kneel and draw some more cameras onto them. They got their wish. And they got a big PR statement from the vice president, who was the former governor of Indiana, who went to see the Colts play. Mr. Trump, his boss, told him, if they kneel, you leave. They did, he did. Costing American taxpayers about $250 in airfare and Secret Service and a gigantic PR stunt. One more waste of money and time. So why can't these owners say, play the ball game, stop with the kneeling, do it on your own time? I'm paying your ass to play football, not to be a politician. Get up, stand up, and play football. And the rest of this stuff, not really even worth it. There's baseball today four times. The NFL games yesterday, I guess there were some strange things happening, kind of. The Bengals beat the Bills, who were on a roll. The Jets and Cleveland, who both are kind of sucky, they had a ball game. The Jets won. The Panthers beat Detroit. Detroit's been playing well, but they got beat yesterday. The Colts beat the Niners, two bad teams, in overtime. Miami beat the Titans. Titans were on a great roll, and something happened there. And there's a story from the Titans, Dolphins bench, that will really make you go, what is wrong with people? there is a line coach on the offense of the Dolphins. His name is Chris Forster. There is a video on the Facebook and elsewhere that is likely been, it's been, you know, pulled down by now, that shows this guy. He's talking to some girl who is filming him as he lays out two lines of cocaine or something and snorts them on the camera. And kind of laughs about it and says, I'm going off to this meeting. I'll see you after that. But it's his face. He knows he's being filmed, and he's snorting this stuff, which may be cocaine, or maybe it was just, let's say, B12. And this has got everybody in shock going, what the hell is wrong with you? So this lady who filmed it put it right to Facebook, and the Dolphins thus far have no comment. This guy makes about $2.5 or $3 million a year, and he is on film snorting something off of something and thinks it's cute. Has everybody gone insane?
Yes.
I know. The email address here is whatever.
Mail@drakeinthemorning.com. And it works all the time. We got this one in from Brady that says, the wife and I made the trip from Nashville to Memphis over the weekend for the Mympho Music Festival and found the festival to be by far a great all-around experience.
That's what I hear. Good for them.
First and foremost, the program Clean Memphis obviously had the entire site very well organized regarding trash distribution and vendor food management, a terrific green way to approach these festivals. Second, the entire lineup all weekend was top-notch. Performance after performance left everyone floored, and Saturday's afternoon lineup was unmatched. Overall, outstanding festival with good vendors, proper port-a-john supply, vendor placement, large area, not overcrowded, clean festival grounds, and top-notch performances. And to top it all off, seemed like the entire police force was on-site hanging out.
Yep.
These policemen were on four-wheelers and walking around in groups of three or four, or some just hanging out on or sitting on picnic tables, and they were all smiling and saying hello to folks. It was great to enjoy the festival with a sense of ease after last week's events. Let's do it again next week, or next year, he says. Thanks, all right. Memphis, says Brady.
Thanks, man.
And this one from Ronnie says, I wanted to write about the music Mympho Festival this weekend. It was entertaining, and Jason Isbell paid tribute to Tom Petty by playing Even the Losers and American Girls. I hope y'all had a good weekend.
Good. Thank you.
And we had a couple on that, too, from over the weekend. Nathan said, I wanted to share with you the appreciable moment from SNL with Jason Aldean's heartfelt response to the victims of the Las Vegas massacre and a fitting tribute to Tom Petty all rolled up into one.
Yeah, it was okay, I think. It was nice. It was very staged, I thought. Somebody wrote these commentaries, meant well, I think. But the emotional impact by then, we were all so numb from it, and they had to do something because Aldean was on stage in Las Vegas, and then that all went down, and then, you know, Tom died. So, yes, it was nice and short and sweet, and they meant well, to me, it lacked something. I'm not sure what, but it was okay. They tried, so, you know, hats off to them for the attempt.
And Mike wrote in saying, just in case you guys didn't see this, he sent us a file showing the Florida University of Florida marching band during their game where paid tribute to Tom Petty in their halftime show.
Everybody and their mother has, and it's sweet. I guess that Wilco has been doing that. So has Aldean. So have many, many other bands that are just trying to. And you don't hear that much. That kind of, you know, there's just outpouring from every band who's playing live. They're all covering, you know, one of his songs, and then these marching bands, and just the sadness that is that kind of just got us all in the gut is still running. I saw a story last night when I checked. They went through an autopsy approach over the weekend. I guess that is by law. This must be done. I sure am going to be kind of extra hurt by this. If it comes back that there was something sketchy about this, I don't think that there will be, but now it'll be this week before the family can make their plans and carry on with the next level of how we do death in this country. But this will linger for a long time, and I just hope that his body just kind of wore out and that nothing else was involved in his death. Let's just hope that that's the case, because that would really be a one last, you know, slap in the face, I think, to those that thought he had, well, whatever. We'll see what happens.
Right. Brian wrote in on the topic of gun ownership, said American Enterprise Institute, a well-respected survey place, and I looked them up, they are, shows that since 1994, gun sales are up 95%, and in that same period, yep, homicides by guns are down by 47%.
Yep, so makes sense.
There's still a lot of people buying guns, even if they're in the same household. So that's,
I think they, it is, in most cases, in the interest of keeping your family and yourself safe. We right. see a society run amok with criminals and thugs and those that don't care. And there are many of us that carry the attitude, I'm not going to be the guy in Walgreens when some crackhead, you know, walks in there to rob the store. I'm not going to be that victim. And if my wife or somebody is approached at my house by somebody, we will not be the victim that way either. I believe that that is the intention of most people that have guns, to protect themselves and their families. Or if they hunt, they have their own little thing for that. People are not buying guns with the intention of shooting a bunch of people. You never want to have to pull that trigger. But if you do, because you love somebody who's about to be harmed, well, you know, pull it four or five times. Otherwise, don't. Leave them up, keep them clean, lock them up, and don't be an idiot. The end.
Yes. On the topic of mystery shopping that we touched on last week, Seth said, I did a lot of mystery shopping at fast food places during college, and those times are accurate for most places, the times when they will expect there to be a mystery shopper to be most likely to show up. Not sure if it was mentioned, but mystery shoppers are also instructed to not shop there if there is a bus in the parking lot. Not that many of us need encouragement when we see a bus.
Well, thanks for the info, man.
I would like to take a moment also to say thanks for your show. I listen home on my way from work and thank only you. Get about 30, 45 minutes, but it's a great start to morning.
That's really all you need, sir.
Yeah. And this one from Glenn says, just wanted to thank Drake for freaking me out on Friday. I must have sneezed at the same time as someone in the studio did. When I recovered, Drake said, bless you. And I said, thank you. Thanks for looking out for my mental health.
Oh, man.
Glenn.
Bless your heart. Thank you, Glenn.
And see, Scotty is very excited to see the Foo Fighters. I saw them a while back and get to see A Day to Remember and Wage War in Sunday Sunday in Nashville. So it's a good month for him personally with music. So glad to hear that, Scotty. Thank you.
Yeah. Here's how we'll do this. This album has been out for, 2 weeks now?
Yeah.
The album is really good. It's called Concrete and Gold. So real fans of the band already have the album. When you hear me play a song from the new one, Ninth Call calls up here and you get those tickets. So it'll be a new song by the Foos. And when you hear it, 535-9898, and you win them tickets. That's our plan for the week.
And this one says, last Friday, my wife and I were riding around town and she noticed that the flag on our court square was flying at half mast. She asked me if it was at half mast for Tom Petty. After the shock wore off a bit, I realized my opportunity here, and never being afraid of going down in flames, I sarcastically replied, no, that's for Ralphie May. For a moment, there was no response, but when she finally realized her mistake of not thinking about the Las Vegas victims and my ridiculously sarcastic reply, it dug a bit deeper into her pride, and she simply looked at me and said, smartass. My wife and I could not have any more different senses of humor, and so that did not go over well. Needless to say, my weekend began to suck even before the Steelers got their asses handed to them. Thanks and enjoy Monday, says Jimbo.
But Jacksonville, thanks, Jimbo, and sorry about your team. Yeah, Ralphie May, the comic 45 years old, passed away. But is it any surprise that when you weigh 500 pounds, the majority of your adult life, that you're going to die? I don't mean to be a wise ass, but it's hard enough to stay in shape when you're just, you know, normal. But this guy didn't ever make any attempt to not be. It was a part of his act. But you're not going to live that long. He was 45 years old and died over the weekend, and that is extremely sad that he had to stay that big to keep his act intact. That's unfortunate, so may he rest in peace, too.
Anything else you want to share with us, go ahead. mail@drakeinthemorning.com is our email address. It's always receiving if you're sending.
Dumbasses of the day coming up after this break.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.
Okay, it is Monday. It is sunny outside. It's muggy as heck. And it'll be warm today, too. Highs about 90, unseasonably warm. The plan was for it to cool off this week after the rain came through, but no rain came through, and it didn't cool off. So there you have it. We have no idea what will happen tomorrow. No one seems to, because the crystal ball is not working in the world of weather forecasting. Hot today, muggy, so prepare for that as best you can. The dumbasses of the day include, I don't know, just insanity everywhere you look. This one, this guy, the story, one of the things here, halfway down, the man involved said his name is Robert James Kufler. He told the AP over the weekend after he was, well, they found some really weird things in his home, like his mom and his brother that were not alive. He said, "I am not some nutball. People think I am, but I'm not. I loved them." Them, he is speaking of, or his mother, 94, who's been dead for 2 years. And his brother, I don't know when he passed, but this fellow could not bring himself to part with his mom and his brother. So they were there at the house just kind of hanging out. They didn't eat much or take up much space, so he just kept living there with them. The checks they got went into the bank, and he didn't touch any of the money. There were reports beginning to come out from the neighbors about, well, the smell, and the yard was overgrown, and nobody had seen these people for a long time. So this guy, I guess, just lived in the house, was in there all the time with his deceased mom, 94-year-old, and his brother, whose name is not listed here. So he just said, I watched my mom die. She wanted to die at home. She didn't have any burial plans, so I just left her in bed. Okay. Well, he's going to be going somewhere, probably somewhere where he will be proven to be a nutball, as he denied, but holy schmoly. I mean, he's lonely and all, but dude, that isn't how you do it.
No.
That's bad.
This is bad, too. It comes from a city in China I'm not going to try to pronounce. An unidentified man was staying at a hotel there, and he came up with a cunning plan to avoid paying the bill. His plan? Climb out of the window. He's on the 19th floor. Slide across the street by holding onto a cable, then climb down a utility pole on the other side of the street. Sounds simple. However,
no, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. Not at all. He got a snag when he got stuck on the cable somehow. The angle wasn't right or something, and he just came to a dead stop midway between the two buildings and could not move any further one way or the other. Someone saw him, called the fire department. They came to his rescue, but of course now he's got to pay the hotel bill. He's been arrested, and his stunt was recorded so that the entire world is now laughing at him about this.
Poor thing. Well,
he had a Blackadder moment.
He just tried to get away. Let's see. I don't see with what's really this. This guy just had a bad moment, had a bad day, and he has made the news, and I kind of feel sorry for him. This is from Denton, Texas. The fellow was name is Ricardo Cardenas. He was arrested because he stuffed several cans of beer down the front of his pants at a Walmart and tried to leave. 25 years old, he just wanted a few beers, and I guess he was out of money. I mean, you know, what's the crime in that? Well, he stole the beer, then he punched a Walmart employee in the face when confronted. That's not really cool. So the police showed up and found Ricardo slurring his words and swaying back and forth. He was charged with public drunk and hitting dude. He just wanted a few beers. Then they had to hassle him, and then he punched him. So this could have been avoided. Just take your beer and just walk out quietly and don't hit anybody, and you'll be fine. There should not be a law against getting a few beers and not paying for them. Big deal. The world has bigger problems. I don't believe this is a real news story, but it is, so I'll read it. And even if it's not, it's strange enough to be kind of fun. The newest beauty trend that hopefully won't catch on is nose hair extensions.
Huh.
Now, see, this just has to be stupid. We already have enough problem with some of these girls with these fingernails that go on for, 4 and 5 feet. I mean, please. But this second sentence says, actually, it's not what it sounds like. Technically, they aren't extensions, but they're false lashes stuck around the rim of each nostril to make it look like super long hair peeking out of your nose. That's the end of the story. There's a picture, Sid.
I've got one.
Okay.
It looks like spiders trying to crawl out from her nose.
What's the point? Is it a Halloween trick? Or is it just a bunch of dumb people doing stupider things than usual?
I'm going to go with that second right there, the latter.
It's just so ridiculous, but that is, in fact, a story in my stories today about dumb people, so we'll just leave it at that. Unbelievable. News of the world, I don't know. It is Monday. I'm already over it. Bob Corker and Donald Trump are having a bitch fight, and it's not pretty. And Bob Corker is making some statements that, I think that people always in this country attempt to show respect for the presidency. Or the president, or at least the office of, because respect for the man in it now has dissipated to a point to where I think all should be a little bit concerned. When Bob Corker, who is a man he's not some nutbag, and this ongoing war of words is a little bit shocking, and. So now they're going back and forth, of course, on the Twitter machine, which is just so childish and junior high. It's just insult after insult. And Corker is somebody who has the respect of his colleagues. And you don't see anybody else like Paul Ryan or McConnell or anybody else coming to the rescue of either of them. Corker is out after next year if he lasts that long, which I somehow kind of wonder about.
Yeah, I don't know. I would think he'd want to be a thorn in the side as long as he could.
Oh, I think he is. He's probably, as a friend of mine has already said today, he is going to be running for president in a few years, and he is making his move right now. He wants out of this mess before it gets worse, and who could blame him? And I suspect that he will not be the last person to run for their lives before this party just falls into, it's already in complete disarray. Both parties are. It's a laughable mess. And they can't get anything done, and they won't. And the people that Trump needs to help him and support him get some of this, policy stuff done, they all hate his guts, and they don't want to work with him because he's such a difficult man. There's something wrong with him. And if you think that I'm an idiot, then that's fine. If you can somehow watch the things he's doing right now with Mike Huckabee on TV, talking about how good quality those paper towels were he were throwing at the crowd, it's just insanity. And it continues to get worse and worse and worse. And nobody can call, check and say, yo, time out, dude, let's talk. And apparently nobody has said a word about it. The thing that hinges, I think, on most of our minds is what's happening with North Korea. And the comments made this weekend, these odd little statements on Twitter, the one he made Thursday evening at some dinner at the White House, that this guy down there understands only one thing, which made the commentaries of other folks, you know, pretty interesting and truth, that if he, in fact, if there is any kind of a war begun on the ground with the Navy, at sea, in the air, if anything starts, it's going to be an unbelievable nightmare for a lot of people. And hopefully, and they keep saying that it's all going to be fine. Tact and diplomacy always work. They always have. Maybe not. And so that, I think, has us all in a bit of an anxious place. It's a very strange time. And this has gone way beyond partisan politics. This is just at a level now of being unnerving and anxiety inducing, and it's just strange. I don't care who's involved. There's something wrong here, and these things cannot allowed to be left unchecked. Somebody has to do something about this, and what that means, who knows? But it is certainly a challenging time for the American government on many, many levels, and it's not getting any better. And that's the part that makes you a little bit concerned. We'll do a break and come back in a moment, run down the entertainment news, the movies of the weekend. No big, great numbers. There was one thought to be a giant hit, and it didn't work out. Bless you. And so we'll run down the all this entertainment stuff, what there is of it. And at some point, coming here today, some tickets for the Foo Fighters when I play a song off their new album. When you hear that, you'll be the ninth call, and we'll take care of you with those tickets, all right? Here is the excellent new tune, Moving Up the Charts, as they say. It's heading toward number one. Great new song from Beck.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.